7. The first or planetary stage. This epoch extends from the appearance of the Mirantia temple at the new planetary headquarters to the time of the settling of the entire system in light and life. This age is inaugurated by the Trinity Teacher Sons at the close of their successive world missions, when the Planetary Prince is elevated to the status of Planetary Sovereign by the mandate and personal presence of the Paradise Bestowal Son of that sphere. Concomitant therewith, the Finaliters inaugurate their active participation in planetary affairs. To outward and visible appearances, the actual rulers, or directors, of such a world settled in light and life are the material son and daughter, the planetary Adam and Eve. The Finaliters are invisible, as also is the Prince Sovereign, except when in the Mirantia temple. The actual and literal heads of the planetary regime are therefore the material son and daughter. It is the knowledge of these arrangements that has given prestige to the idea of kings and queens throughout the universe realms. And kings and queens are a great success under these ideal circumstances, when a world can command such high personalities to act in behalf of still higher but invisible rulers. When such an era is attained on your world, no doubt Machiavelli to Melchizedek, now the vicegerent planetary prince of Urantia, will occupy the seat of the planetary sovereign. And it has long been conjectured on Jerusalem that he will be accompanied by a son and daughter of the Urantia Adam and Eve, who are now held on Edentia as wards of the Most Highs of Nerlashiadec. These children of Adam might so serve on Urantia in association with the Melchizedek sovereign, since they were deprived of procreative powers almost 37,000 years ago at the time they gave up their material bodies on Urantia in preparation for transit to Edentia. This settled age continues on and on until every inhabited planet in the system attains the era of stabilization. And then, when the youngest world, the last to achieve light and life, has experienced such settledness for one millennium of system time, the entire system enters the stabilized status, and the individual worlds are ushered into the system epoch of the era of light and life.